Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Get 12 packs of delicious Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or 7-Up for $4.99 each with a digital coupon. Then get one-pound packages of flavorful 80% lean Angus ground beef chuck for $3.99 each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning. It's August 30th, 2022, and this is 5-Minute Daily Devotionals with Religionless Christianity. This morning, we're going to be looking at Luke chapter 16, verses 10 through 12. And they read, "He who is faithful in what is least is faithful also in much. And he who is unjust in what is least is unjust also in much. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? And if you have not been faithful in what is another man's, who will give you what is your own?" Boy, you know, it's hard for me to not see a correlation to the parable of the talents here. You know, in both parables, we see this message of handling and managing whatever God has given you well. I think we hear this a lot, you know, the sort of the complaint that people don't give or they aren't charitable because they don't have a lot, or they're living on meager means. They'll usually say that, you know, if only I had more, I would be more generous. Usually you'll hear people say stuff like, oh, you know, if I win the lotto or something, you know, then they try to make a point that like, well, first, of course, I'd give a large portion to the church or to charity, you know, almost as if they're trying to convince God to give them the money. But like, it's hard to believe, you know, if you can't give $10 to the church every month. But then again, if I win the Mega Millions, I'm going to cut a check for the first 100 million to the church. Okay, sure. But Jesus, I think, is speaking this parable for just that person. He says, if you have not been faithful with unrighteous mammon, that is basically earthly money, however little, why would God entrust you with more? The mindset of, if I have more, I will give more, is a lie that we tell ourselves because we don't give out of abundance. We give out of love and obedience. We find value in faithful stewardship, as verse 12 says, of what the other man, who is God, has entrusted us with. So if you're stuck in the mindset of, if I had more, I would give, pray instead that you would have more love and desire that would lead you to give.
Right. And this makes me think of, to whom much is given, much is required. And God doesn't bless us so we can hoard or be selfish. Our desire for worldly riches should not grow with the accumulation of money. So as our wealth increases, our heart's desire to give should increase. If God gives you more, He's giving you more because money is a tool. It's not a possession. And Jesus speaks about money and possessions often. And that should stand out to us. And we should always be on guard against misusing His money that He has loaned us to do His work. And I was just thinking, just imagine you put a worker in charge of your farm and family while you were gone, and you left him a bunch of money to care for everything, and come back and find that he only spent 10% of the money that you gave him on the farm and the family and 90% himself. He's making sure his needs and wants were met before the needs of what he was responsible for. And we will be judged by how responsible or irresponsible we were with money if we used it to store up treasures on earth that become destroyed anyways. And we know God will reward us for dying to the flesh in this respect. Money is a great help, but it's also the greatest temptation to misuse. Are we going to start or continue being faithful as God blesses us with more and see it as opportunity to do more work for His kingdom? Or are we going to squander our raise, so to speak? If you squander it, you won't be given more raises. And we have to remember it's his money. It's not ours anyway.
No, it isn't. And our psalm for the day comes from Psalms 121, verses 3 and 4. He will not allow your foot to be moved. He who keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he who keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep.
Proverb of the day comes from Proverbs chapter 30, verses 7 through 9. Two things I request of you. Deprive me not before I die. Remove falsehood and lies far from me. Give me neither poverty nor riches. Feed me with the food allotted to me, lest I be full and deny you and say, who is the Lord? Or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God.
And I'll end praying for you from Psalms 145. May the Lord show you he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. That the Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. May you know the Lord is near to all who call on him, to all who call on him in truth, that the Lord preserves all who love him. God bless.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.